Gotta give me a second where I get mic'd up. In the process, you can open your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 20. This is the last in the series of messages out of the book of Proverbs on of the Lord. It's, I think, the seventh one. And it's the candle of the Lord tonight. We'll be looking at that. And see what God say to us tonight. Before we do, in his search for a bird's nest, a man fell over a cliff, but saved himself by clinging to a branch. He cried out, "Is anyone up there? Help!" He heard a voice that said, "Can I help you? I am the Lord. Do you believe I can help you?" "Of course," the man said. "I trust you completely, Lord." "Then," said the Lord, "let go of the branch and I will take care of you." "Well, what do you say?" After a period of silence, the Lord asked. After a longer silence, the man called out, "Is there anyone else up there?" Sometimes that's the way we are, isn't it? Okay. Sometimes you believe that what God would have you to do is too extreme. Okay. But faith is the substance of things, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 20. One verse. It's a verse. I got to move something here so I don't keep. Yeah, it's the. You know, you people, you need to pray more. Okay. For what Joe has to put up with. Do you understand that? He's just trying to keep everything smooth and going well, and everybody takes for granted the sound system. You know that? They do. When there's no problems, no one thinks about that. The only time that a sound tech, son, this is a ministry, the only time that people recognize that there's a major work going on there is when something goes wrong. Right? Okay. I turned it off. There, we will try. It's because my voice goes up and down so much. I'm the only one who gets a Britney Spears mic. Amen. Are you ready? You're ready, I'm ready. Maybe we can start now. Okay. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 27. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 27. The spirit of man is what? Candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. You need to know tonight, the spirit of man is different than the spirit of God. Okay? You know things are going well when your spirit bears witness with his spirit. Okay? And if you don't have your spirit bearing witness with his spirit, you're either not in fellowship with the Lord or you're not saved. Okay, because natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. See, so man's spirit is different than the spirit of God. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Tonight is the candle of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You know, sometimes you tell people that, you know, you just don't understand what God's trying to do in your life, and they'll go, "Well, who do you think you are? You got some special relationship with him?" And I go, Yeah, I know he loves me. Does he love you? Well, I don't know. Well, you can know. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. You love God tonight? But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us. By who? By God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth. Don't get your knowledge from the world, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Word upon word, line upon line, precept upon precept. Okay? Here a little, there a little. You won't know what God wants to show you if you aren't spending time with God. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. In the past 2 weeks, some Christians, they got a little aggressive. They did. They went to a rally for the vice president. And they were a little aggressive. They were heckling her some. But then they spent most of their time declaring, Jesus Christ is Lord. And she got to a place and she smiled at them and she goes, you're at the wrong rally. Because natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. Too many Christians spend time at the wrong rally. Spiritually discerned. You notice that man's spirit can't know God's spirit? He can't know him without a miracle of the new birth. What does it say there? In verse 10. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. I want you to think about it. I believe God is omniscient. He's all-knowing. He knows the beginning before the beginning. He knows the ending past the ending. The mega, the beginning and the end. Thus saith the Lord. All right? Before the world, he knew. Okay? He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. We just get upset because he doesn't show that power in the way we want him to. So he's omnipotent, all-powerful. See, these are good words. Can you learn those, Sam? Yes. Okay? Omnipotent, omniscient, all-knowing. Omnipresent. Okay, you ought to know what that word is. Everybody's watched Home Alone, and they think Santa Claus is what? Omnipresent. That's what he declares. The little kid getting in the van to go the wrong time. He's Santa Claus. He knows everything. No, God does. So if God knows the end from the beginning, you know what he wants us to do? He wants us to come to him so that we might know. He might know. Okay? We cannot know God's Spirit. Turn to Isaiah 55. Without intervention by God, it is going to be a confusing mess. Isaiah 55, verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways, what? higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. He's not 15 steps ahead of you on a chessboard. He's 15 steps ahead of everybody who's ever played chess. Okay? And that's still not far enough. He's higher than you. We many times get caught because we don't understand. And we spend more time feeding our natural man, because you know what? Christians, the only people who can be double-minded. Lost people have the thoughts of the world. They go by the spirit of man. Christians still have that spirit of man that's directed by the world, but they also have this indwelling of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, speaking to them. Okay? You want to know which dog's going to win in the fight? Which dog do you feed? Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. No Bible, no. Sometimes no bus. Okay? God's way are high. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. The candle of the Lord. Now, be honest with me. How many times in a week do you sometimes look and go, why'd that happen, God? Lord, what's taking place with that? I thought it was neat tonight. You know, Lauren didn't want to be the only one pregnant. So she's praying. Pray for some other women. Amen. First, now we know who that you're supposed to pray for, right? 1 Corinthians chapter 1. You still with me? Okay. Look at verse 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are what? You want to be called? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? But unto the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. In the base things of the world. If you don't know what base means, young people, in the context of this, ask your parents. They're supposed to know. In the base things of the world, and the things, and it's not talking about a guitar bass, okay, or bass guitar. In things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, in the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh, see, it's not human strength, no flesh should glory in his presence. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. I can remember hearing the testimony, I can't remember who said it, and they talked about someone that they didn't think they'd ever get saved because they were just too wicked. Just too wicked. God could never forgive what I've done in my life and what I've gone through. There's no way God could do that. And they were encouraged to read a passage in the Bible. And the passage talked about God reaching, okay, and God imploring. And they had to look at those things. When you talk about God's creation, okay, and there's place with God for even for the base things, even for the wicked, even for
person who thinks they're nothing. See, because God can hang the stars upon nothing. Amen? We can't know God outside of His Spirit because His ways are so much higher. I can remember early on, Pastor Kenny, he preached a message. This is back when he'd just come back from school, you know, and he'd preached a message and he talked about trying to make a comparison. How do you make a comparison? You know, it's like some people say, well, you know, God, we're nothing but dogs before God. No.
This is more like Horton hears a who, right? That's the difference. It's even greater than that. No matter how low you think you are, God can hear. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. We can't comprehend that. We have trouble trying to hear the people we love, let alone people that we're not concerned about. Aren't you glad that it says God so loved the... I can get in on that. Amen. That's how much higher His Spirit He is than us. Now I want you to think about this. Ready? Go to Psalm 139. Psalm 139. We're going to start at verse 1. I'm echoing, aren't I? Psalm 139. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. What does that tell us that God does? He searches us. Does He search us because He doesn't know? He searches us because He wants us to know that He knows that we know. Think about that. And known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. See, Judy, somebody understands me. Good. Thou compassest my path and my lying down. Thou art acquainted with what? Well, you don't really know me. He does. All your ways, and yet still reaches to you? Reaches to me, still hands, puts His hands out in love to me. He knows all my ways. My wife listens to the Lord too much. You know, I say, you know, I'm saying just because I don't like come under that conviction. She always looks at me and she goes, James, you're better than that. Where'd you get that from? Are you being loving? Why? Because God is. Rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Amen? Okay. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it. Yeah, those words you talk about someone else who's not there with you to someone else who is with you, that you wouldn't want the person who's not with you to hear what you said. There's one who hears them all. Amen? That's why you were warned in the New Testament, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, because more than that leads to what? Got to be careful with that. He knows every word. When I'm preaching, you hear me pray, Lord, please take control of my mind, my mouth, the actions, my hands and feet. And you guys all know that sometimes what comes out here from the pulpit not necessarily came from God. So it's a hard work. God's dealing that with all of us. Do you understand that? All together. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? This is part you hear the Apostle Paul referring to this passage in the book of Romans, right? In Romans chapter 10. If I ascend unto heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Isn't that amazing? If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be what? There's no darkness with God. Things that are done in the dark is hidden from other people. It's not hidden from the one who is light. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are both, what? Alike to him. God searches us. Jeremiah chapter 17. Easy passage for someone to preach out of. You hear it quoted a lot. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things, and what? Not just wicked. It's desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. God rewards you for your doings, not for your intentions. My mother used to say to me when I was a kid, little, she'd go, honey, child, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Isn't that what the Apostle Paul tried to say in Romans chapter 7? That which I would, I do not, but that which I would not, that I do. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? For with my mind I serve the law of God, but with my what? Flesh I serve the law of sin. Okay? God, is he searching because he doesn't know? You ever lose something? Do you notice that when they're trying to find evidence in a crime scene, they want it dark, and then they come in with light? Because when they bring the light around, details that you wouldn't notice if the light was on, your eye's not drawn to it, because there's peripheral light, you can now see it. You ever seen that? If someone says, well, you just got to put a light on it. Just got to put a light on it. You say, why is that important? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine all over the world. So let your light shine before men that they see your good works and do what? Glorify your Father which is in heaven. Just got to put a little light on it. Sunday morning I talked about look into the sunlight. Do you understand what I'm trying to get you to hear tonight? God searches it. It's so that we can know. He already knows what you're going to do because he's outside of time. It blows your mind. He doesn't decree that you do it. He gives you a choice in time. And yet he still loves me. He searches us. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, the second half of the verse says, for the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh upon the what? So you got the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. He sees it. Now you also, in Proverbs 24, turn there. We're not looking at the candle of the Lord. You ready? Proverbs 24. There's another candle that shines in this world. Proverbs 24, verse, let me see here, 17. Proverbs 24, Let's go to verse 16. Because we have to be careful, because sometimes people rejoice when other people fall into sin. Sometimes people rejoice when other people mess up. Don't do that. For a just man falleth 7 times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Rejoice not when thine enemy falleth, and let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth, lest the Lord see it, and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. That's one of the problems that Jonah had when he was sent to Nineveh, because he wanted Nineveh destroyed, right? And he goes, if you send me there and I preach what you tell me to preach, they're going to do what? Repent. And I don't want them to. So he gave him a gourd. And the gourd gave him some protection from the heat. And the gourd died. And he was all upset with God. And he says, you care more about the gourd than you do the innocents here? Rejoice not when thine enemy falleth, and let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth, lest the Lord see it, and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious at the wicked. For there shall be no reward to the evil man. The what? The candle of the wicked shall... Until you're saved, you're wicked. Once you're saved, you're given the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. You're no longer wicked. So righteous people should not do wicked things. It's the candle of the wicked. See, don't rejoice when your enemies stumble. God's going to put out their candle one day. Turn to Job chapter 18. Still with me? Job 18, verse 5. Yea, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of his fire shall not shine. The light shall be dark in his tabernacle, and his candles shall be put out. How? With him. The steps of his strength shall be straightened, and his own counsel shall cast him down. Because it's not the counsel of the Lord. Go to Job 21. Job 21, verse 14. Therefore they say unto God, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. Isn't that what a lost people? They don't want to know what God's doing. What is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what profit should we have if we pray unto him? Lo, their good is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. How oft is the candle of the wicked put out? And how oft cometh their destruction upon them. God distributeth sorrows in his anger. Why? Look at Job 21, verse 7. Wherefore do the wicked live, become old, yea, are mighty in power. Their seed is established in their sight with them, and their offspring before their eyes. Their houses are safe from fear, neither is the rod of God upon them. Their bull gendereth. That means the bull gives forth calves with the cow. Their bull gendereth. See, they have no gender confusion amongst the bulls. And faileth not. Their cow calveth and casteth not her calf. They send forth their little ones like a flock, and their children dance. They take the timbrel and harp and rejoice at the sound of the organ. They spend their days in wealth, and in a moment go down to the grave. Therefore they say unto God, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. That's why they do what they do. They don't want that knowledge. Is that all there is? That's what the world thinks. Get what you can and then you die. The candle of the Lord speaks to the spirit of man and tells them there's something more than
that. So we ought not to live our life in that light. It needs to be under His light. Look at verse 22, same chapter. Shall any teach God knowledge, seeing He judgeth those that are high? One dieth in his full strength, being wholly at ease and quiet. His breasts are full of milk, his bones are moistened with marrow. Another dieth in the bitterness of his soul and never eateth with pleasure. I've met both types of people. They shall lie down alike in the dust, and the worm shall cover them. Behold, I know your thoughts and the devices which ye wrongfully imagine against me. For ye say, where is the house of the prince, and where is the dwelling places of the wicked? Have ye not asked them that go by the way, and do ye not know their tokens? That the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction, they shall be brought forth to the day of wrath. Yeah, it's called the white throne judgment, people. Who shall declare his way to his face, and who shall repay him what he hath done? Yet shall he be brought to the grave, and shall remain in the tomb. The clouds of the valley shall be sweet unto him, and every man shall draw after him, and there are innumerable before him. How then comfort ye me in vain, seeing your answers? In your answers there remaineth falsehood. See, God is searching you out. He wants you to see the truth. Judgment does come. Bible says, Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed unto man what? Once to die, and after this the judgment. There's only a few people who've died more than once in Scriptures. Amen? 1 Peter 3:9, but the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering, not willing that what? Any should perish, but that all should come to what? Repentance. Turn to Psalm 18, and we're done. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. I always find it when I read that, I always think about that verse that says, and their God was their belly. Psalm 18, let me get there. Psalm 18, verse 25. I want you to understand this, because you know what? The spirit of man is different than the spirit of God. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. He wants to show us who we are, what we do, and what we can have, and what we become. His spirit searches us. The candle of the wicked is only concerned with the cares of this world. You know what God can do for us? Verse 25 of Psalm 18. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down what? I love verse 28. For thou wilt what? Light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. God can light our candle. Are you looking for the light only God can give? You getting tired of stumbling in the darkness of this world? Even though we don't see it, God will judge the wicked, just not right now. We're supposed to let our light shine so they go from death to life. And all God's people said, good night and God bless.